All right. Well, sometimes it's most likely the unlikely of pairings that can make something great. You can consider Girl Scout cookies with craft beer or Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart. Odd Couples and Strange Bedfellows will take center stage at this month's storytelling showcase in a nutshell at the Sophia in downtown Sacramento. So we're going to meet two of the tellers on Insight today. Kate Willett is a comedian, actress, and writer who has appeared on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and you can see her on Netflix's Comedy Lineup. And J.P. Frary is a sculptor of both story and wood. When not participating in Moth Story Slams, which he has won, by the way, he is busy designing and building furniture and sculptures. Kate and JP, welcome to Insight.
Hey.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
All right, Kate. Well, let's start with you. How would you describe your storytelling style?
I like to be, I think, pretty open and just kind of, I feel like people most relate to a story when you share even sort of the unflattering details of what you were thinking during the experience, the ways that you reacted that were, you know, just kind of not super smooth or maybe petty or awkward. That's where people really, I think, start to be like, oh, yeah, I've done that. Maybe not being super afraid of the cringe. So that's what I try to bring to my work is that relatability.
Yeah, I mean, I'm one of the many people that love The Moth, and I've listened to it for years. And I know that you don't have to be a comedian to win The Moth or to tell a really, really good story. But you are a comedian, among other things. Is it better for you for a story to be authentic, or do you always try to weave some comedy into it?
You know, I actually think that comedy comes from the authenticity. I mean, there's all different kinds of comedy, I guess, but I think that if you tell something that is very true, it's particularly if you're in the mindset to look for the humorous element in it, you know, like as happens with time sometimes, just naturally, then it's just going to be funny. I think that, you know, obviously there are stories that are very sad, but I'm trying to think, even in times where I've lost people close to me, just the absolute saddest thing, there was something in there that was funny about the attendant circumstance. And so I think just looking for those details in the same way that you do with your friends when you're just trying to see the brighter side of life or just the comedy and the tragedy, that really helps. And you don't have to be a comedian to do that.
Yeah. And of course, it's relatable to people who are taking it in. JP, I actually watched you at the first In a Nutshell at the Sophia. I went last month and I loved your storytelling. For those who didn't go, how would you describe your storytelling style?
Ooh, I agree with Kate that it's really parts of your life that you look at. I think of it more like I'm not telling my story, but I'm telling our story. Mm. I'm telling something where we can all see through my eyes. And I even work very hard on not describing certain things so that everybody can imagine that part of their life in the story and they can see their friend as my friend. And so I, like a lot like Kate, I look for things from my life that we all share in common.
Given that this is going to be your second time at In a Nutshell, last month was the inaugural show in a monthly series. What are people in for? What did you enjoy about it?
Oh, my God. First thing, the Sophia Theater is beautiful.
Yeah.
It was a great place to see things, and you guys are so lucky to have that theater. The main thing is, right from the get-go, the audience knows they're in for a different kind of show. It's not a knock on comedians, but there's serious parts to people's stories. They talk about a real thing from their life, and sometimes it's humorous and sometimes it isn't. It's so great to be in a room full of people that are sharing something. And if I do my job right, people feel like they were in the story. That's the goal, that we are sharing this thing together on stage.
When did you start sharing stories in a public setting like The Moth or In a Nutshell?
I came to this kind of thing late in life. I'm not a performer. I'm a woodworker. I went to The Moth in Berkeley, that's at the Freight and Salvage, for my anniversary. And my wife put my name in the hat.
Oh,
and I got
called. That's a gift.
Yeah, that was great. And I got up on stage and told a story and immediately went, oh, I could do this. And it just became a thing. I've won The Moth 10 times. It's a fabulous thing to be able to do this. I've been so lucky. It's just, especially to be in your 50s and find a new fun thing to do. It's so wonderful.
I think what makes the story so effective, and you really talked about this, but you're standing up there by yourself, but all of us are there with you. Like, you can actually feel that connection with the storyteller. And I would imagine when you're standing up on stage, you can feel that connection with the audience.
Oh, if it works, you hear them inhale. It isn't just the laugh. You hear the serious side, and you can hear somebody go, oh, no. And I really feel like when I do it right, I'm experiencing it with the audience. Like, it's, we're in this together. We got to get through this together.
Yeah. All right, Kate. So the theme of this month's In a Nutshell is Strange Bedfellows. What came to mind for you?
Oh, you know, I've had so many different experiences with this theme in my life. Like, there's just been times that I have collaborated with like all different sorts of people that I just never saw myself collaborating with. So I think that this is a really exciting theme. It's like those experiences where you're just working with someone that you're like, how did I end up being allies with this person in this thing? Yeah.
Can you give us a little preview of what you're going to tell on Friday?
You know, I'm actually deciding between two stories that I've been working on. I've kind of been seeing what sort of mood I was in that day. But there was an experience that I've been thinking about where I was working on a political campaign, and I ended up working with this person that I just really, really didn't like. But then we ended up becoming like very, very good friends in the process. So I was leaning towards outlining that journey.
Yeah, I think that's pretty relatable. How about you, JP? Do you have you kind of honed in on something that you want to tell on Friday?
I'm telling a very serious story about having an affair with an older woman.
Oh.
And it's real. And it feels real every time I tell it.
Wow. Okay. Oh, man, I want you to tell more, but that we can't do that. The people have to wait until Friday. I also wonder, because for myself and my friends who listen to The Moth, even last month when I went to In a Nutshell, you think about on the way home, like, what story would I tell? Or do I have a story to tell? And that can be intimidating. A lot of people might not think like that they have the chops to do what the both of you are going to do on Friday. What advice do you have for someone who maybe is a little apprehensive or nervous or doesn't think they have a story to tell, but really enjoys performances and events like this? JP?
The first thing I would say is find a small place to do it where nobody you know is there. So if you bomb, who cares, right? That's the first thing. But then really think about the things in your life that are common to other people, but also unique to you. And I mean, like, I could just say to you right now, how's your relationship with your mom? And yeah, you'll answer that question, and I can have a story out of you in a minute. I mean, really, like, what is it like? How's your marriage? You know, how's your kid doing in school? Like, any one of those questions is a prompt that if you let somebody just talk about the real parts of their life, the story comes out. I've been in a show in Marin called Redwood Nights. I've been the storyteller in residence there. And this show goes on in Fairfax. And I've told 28 different stories this year. And at this point, I think I'm going to pull up my pant leg and show you a mole and start talking about that. But really, we all have stories. Everybody has a story. You have parts of your life, you know, and sometimes people get too wound up about wanting to tell everything. You don't need to. Tell just the important part of it. Why is this important to you? And it'll be important to the audience if it's important to you.
Yeah. Kate, we have about 30 seconds or so left. What advice do you have for someone who wants to be in your shoes one day?
I would say go to an open mic, and if you feel too intimidated to perform, just watch the open mic, and you'll see people really at all stages of the process. That's a nice way of saying you'll see some really bad comedy or storytelling, and it'll make you feel like no matter where you are, you can just sort of jump in and be at that point in your process, and you won't be alone.
Well, Kate and JP, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
It's gonna be
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun on Friday. Kate Willett is a comedian, actress, and writer who has appeared on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and you can see her on Netflix's Comedy Lineup. And J.P. Frary is a Moth Story Slam winner 10 times. Both are going to be taking center stage at this month's Storytelling Showcase in a Nutshell. It's at the Sophia in downtown Sacramento on Friday. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Our audio engineer is Tyler Webb. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones. And our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.